Right, so we just need like an intro, don't we? Kind of telling people what's going on in the podcast.
Oh, like a trailer.
Has anyone, has anyone written it?
Have you written it, Dave?
Well, no, because I was recycling tomorrow, so I had to put the bins out.
Right, I was busy, so I haven't done anything. So, John?
I've written something.
Hey!
Get in.
There you go. I'll send it to you now.
Okay. Well, let's make it sound like it's not written, though.
Yeah. Make it sound really natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll bring it to life, won't we? Let's act it.
Okay, all right, yeah.
That's what we do.
Hello.
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 This is the Failing Writers Podcast.
Three people with yearnings to write.
A bit of a quirky action mystery.
Comedy for, like, you know, TV and radio.
Novels for me, but, like, big, fat, undigestible novels.
But without the time.
Knowledge.
Motivation.
Or possibly even the talent to do it.
Come on a journey of self-development with us as we attempt to transform ourselves.
And maybe even you.
From torpid, clueless, fat-bodied, aimless caterpillar writers.
To soaring, elegant, vibrant, compelling butterfly. Yeah, I'm not sure this metaphor's working really, John.
Yeah, no, you're right. Sorry. Don't worry, I'll rewrite that bit.
Every week we'll be discussing topics like this.
That old adage that, you know, everyone's got a book in them.
That it might just happen organically. At some point, it just sort of falls out.
Just that it would just kind of fall out.
If you're holding a pen long enough, eventually you'll write some words down.
It was always a bit more like, you know, the women that end up getting pregnant but don't realise it and go to the toilet.
Oh my God! I've got a book!
Interview actual, real, successful writers like this.
How long from that sort of initial concept does it take you? And has that sort of got shorter as you've gone on through the series?
Yes, it has. I always laugh. The first book took me 10 years. The second one took me 3 months. And Deadly Betrayal I wrote in 5 weeks and a day.
Maybe do a bit of this. We said we were all going to bring some of our terrible teenage poetry. Tom,
I've got it here, Dave. I've got it here. So do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Very much so, Tommy.
Only reason I'm here.
Right. Maybe. Oh, no, I missed it.
Give each other writing exercises, like this.
When you write things like erotica, it can be a bit of a window into your life, into your soul. It can be very, very close to home, can't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
quite revealing.
It's very revealing, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
She laughed in all the right places and was glad when it was finished.
Fetch a physician, he cried, giving the Right Reverend Sticklefinger an uncommonly hard and prolonged banging.
The rich summer sun beating down on their naked flesh. He, like Howard Carter, breaking the seal on Tutankhamun's tomb.
With a grunt like that of an old man standing, Michael entered the glorious palace of womanhood and felt that familiar pulse through his body. The one that told him this wouldn't take long.
We'll probably also do a little bit of this.
And probably wander off topic occasionally and talk about random stuff like worst job ever.
So you were trying to make it sound like it was a sort of moral question, but really it was just a horrible job.
It was just quite unpleasant.
Just didn't...
But she said, as when I said to her, no, I won't be coming back tomorrow, she sort of leaned into me as if to offer me some incentive to stay. And she said, if you come back tomorrow, I'll let you work in the freezer. As if that was a treat.
The Failing Writers Podcast.
Ever wanted to be a writer if only you had the time or energy to do it and things didn't keep getting in the way?
Well, like making podcasts about being a writer that's struggling to find the time to write.
Yeah, because you're too busy doing other things, like making a podcast. Yeah.
Oh.
Hang on a minute.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's not going to work, is it? Yeah.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah.
Bosh.